It is Tuesday morning. We check in with the MCCSE, and our special guest this morning is
Chris Finley, the principal of Childs Elementary School.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
We're not bad when it's 67 degrees, when the only day you're forced to take in the month of February is a built-in snow day yesterday.
Yes,
for Chris, it's recess outside.
It's right. Yeah. Roll the roof back.
Yeah.
Put the top down. Let's go. But when you don't have, and I ask everybody this every week, does it help the kids get into a rhythm when it's not 2-hour delay here, miss a day there, do this, do that? Would it be easier if it was just 68 degrees every day?
Yeah, it's beautiful, and we haven't had a lot of disruptions this winter, so it's been nice. We've had a full schedule, and I think the kids are starting to smell spring a little bit. It's been fun to get them outside, and it's been great. You know, the wet winter was quick this year, it seems, so we're on into spring. I'd like to first just start off, and you know, this is a time of year that's really busy for us. We have the upcoming ISTEP testing and all of that, so it's a stressful time in the schools, and I'd really like to just publicly thank the teachers for all the work that they're doing, and the staff here at Childs, and you know, the parents that we have in this community. They're all doing great work and trying to make it happen for our kids, so I can't thank them enough. I mean, you know, the teaching profession, I think over the years that we just continue to add more to their plates, and they continue to come through for us. It's just an amazing group of people. I mean, if you look at what it is that we do, and you know, you ask anyone who has children what their most important thing is in their life, and they'll talk about their kids. And so every day we take care of everyone's most important thing. So that's important work. We understand the responsibility there, and we certainly look forward to every day with the children in this community.
Now, we know there's no magic potion or special guide or anything you can read before this, but do you have any advice to maybe some of the families that are taking these tests for the first time? You've been through this before. You've seen the kids grow up and grow through it. Get a good breakfast, sleep it. What do you got? Have any just general advice to de-stress the situation?
Sure, all of those things. And to be honest with you, we don't place a lot of emphasis on the test. It's funny, our students do well on that exam, but we don't talk about it much throughout the year. We just continue to implement the great engaging curriculum and make sure we're covering all the state standards, but we make sure we do it in a fun way that the kids will enjoy and certainly take ownership of. And so I think we try and minimize that piece. We don't talk about the test a lot. We go in and you know, treat it like any other school day, take it and move on to the next thing. And I think we're confident at this point that our kids are ready, and we've worked hard, so we're ready to show what we know and move on. You know, that's what we do. So,
Chris, you're one of the international baccalaureate schools in the MCCSC. How is that working out for you?
Yeah, it's been tremendous, and we actually have a team from the IB organization coming in early April, and we're going to be fully authorized as an international baccalaureate school. It's been a couple of years of really hard work. I think the important piece, our staff has had a lot of time to collaborate together, and the curriculum that we're bringing in front of the kids and the instructional methods is really second to none. It's been a great process, and I'm seeing it now in the classrooms, which is a lot of fun. If I weren't at this point, I would be pretty concerned, and I can just see it from K through 6, and you know, the vocabulary the teachers are using, the types of activities, very engaging, exciting curriculum, and a lot of project-based learning, a lot of inquiry projects based on student interest, and you know, of course, within that, we bring in all the important state standards, and so I'm just seeing great work, and the kids are excited about it. We also have added Spanish as a world language, which has been really exciting, and I've seen great work there in the classroom.
The kids are learning how to speak Spanish in elementary school.
Yes, yeah, it's been great, and I have a tremendous Spanish teacher, Gabriela Coolidge. She was a native Spanish speaker and came to the U.S. from Mexico, and so she has that knowledge of learning a second language outside her native language, and so she's bringing that to our students and bringing a lot of fun, engaging activities. We have, you know, through technology now, which is just amazing. I think the technology in our district is second to none, but we're able to do some really neat things and connect with communities in other areas of the world, and that's a big emphasis with IB, is to sort of look at all the issues in the world through a global lens and kind of build empathy and understanding from different areas of the world. We've Skyped with some of her family members in Mexico and talked a lot about the culture and asked questions about, you know, things of interest to the students. It was a lot of fun, and we've connected with a classroom in Cuba. We Skyped with another classroom in our sister city in Pasoltega, Nicaragua, and that was a really fun activity to have that group of students there with us. It was funny. At the end of that Skype session, they sang the national anthem from Nicaragua, and for some reason our students in turn just kind of impromptu started singing the Hoosier Fight song, so I think that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I like that more than the national anthem. Let's make sure we sing the Hoosier Fight song. That's
sure,
cool.
Yeah. Give them a taste of what it's like to live in Indiana, I guess. So it was fun.
Well, Chris, let me ask you point blank. The International Baccalaureate program is new. It's unusual. It's under test in a lot of schools across the country. What's your opinion as a professional educator about how much this is going to help our kids?
Well, I think it just is going to add to everything we do. You know, in 2013 at Childs, we were identified as a national blue ribbon school. I mean, here at Childs, it's never about me. It's about we and us. It's how we approach it. It's been a great school for a long, long time. These teachers are doing great work. The very next year, we started pursuing the International Baccalaureate program. I think it was a natural next step for us. I think when you're doing things extremely well, you have to continue to engage the students and continue to engage the staff. And I think, you know, the International Baccalaureate program does that. It really helps our students look at things through a variety of perspectives. I think it's needed in the world today. It really helps in a lot of ways with reading comprehension, too. We put the students in the shoes of multiple characters and have them look at the story through their perspective. You know, the great things we're doing with science and social studies, it's all interconnected. It's really, you know, the depth of the curriculum has continued to get better and better. And like I said, we've had an opportunity to bring our staff together a lot and collaborate, so they're coming up with some great activities for the students.
We're speaking with Chris Finley, who is the principal of Childs Elementary School. And Chris, before we let you go, big event coming up, fundraiser. It's a 5K, and you do this in cooperation with university too?
Yes, we're going to combine with university this year. They're going to have a run club as well leading up to the big event to promote health and wellness in their community. We're going to do the same here at Childs. So the event is on April 29th at 10 o'clock in the morning here at Childs. University is going to come over, and we're going to run together. And any proceeds from that event are going to go to the Backpack Buddies program at Templeton Elementary.
A great program.
So those are the three IB schools here in the corporation. We're going to kind of get together and do some good work.
And what about for us, the folks that we don't run? Can we help you out anyway?
Yeah, well, it's a run walk. Believe me, a lot of us are walking that one.
That's always good to hear. Some of us need a slower thing. You know, you've seen those cars around town that have 0.0 on the bumper sticker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's my grade point average and how many miles a week I put in, so we get them all covered. Hey, we know you're busy. We appreciate your time. We thank you for coming on. It's great to hear that IB is going well. I love the angle on the I-STEP test. I wish that it didn't bother anybody. But you'll have to change your vernacular to I learn here coming up in the next.
That's another frustration, but whatever they put in front of us, we'll keep continuing on with what we're doing outside of that.
And like you said, the kids don't care. They just want to learn. They want to just have fun and go to school and sing the fight song when they're talking to Nicaragua. That's a great,
that's right. Yeah, good things are happening.
Great, Chris. Appreciate the time as always. Keith is dying in the corner.
Thanks for having me on today.
Chris Finley, he's the principal at Childs School, Childs Elementary, down there on, what is that, High Street?
Yes.
Right before the roundabout. So good stuff. Always fun to hear what's happening in those schools. And a very interesting angle on the I-STEP tech. Hey, look, we don't care. We do, but we don't. Just don't stress out about it. Just go do it.
Make it part of what we do on a regular basis.
And that's it. So no one's going to get too upside down about all of that.